USA News, I'm John Schaefer. As voting continues across several states, many pivotal races are being watched closely. Kentucky features a contest between Democratic Governor Andy Beshear and Republican contender Daniel Cameron. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves is vying for re-election against challenger Brandon Presley, who happens to be a cousin of Elvis Presley. Ohio's ballot includes a measure on abortion rights, while Virginia's entire General Assembly is up for election, seen as a referendum on Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's policies. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is calling out election interference in support of presidential candidate Donald Trump. Lance Pry has more.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump gave testimony in a civil trial in Manhattan yesterday, alleging election interference. Texas Senator for 10 years, Republican Ted Cruz, weighed in on Fox News last night.
The unfairness of this proceeding is exactly right. Letitia James is a hardcore partisan. She campaigned saying, I'm going to get Donald Trump. I'm going to go after Donald Trump. This judge, by all appearances, is a hardcore partisan who hates Donald Trump. And we can anticipate he's going to rule against Trump. He doesn't like Trump. He wants to punish Trump.
The Biden administration supports Israel's right to self-defense against Hamas, but is under increasing pressure to advocate for a ceasefire. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby mentioned that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have discussed temporary humanitarian pauses to allow aid into Gaza. However, the White House is not currently calling for a permanent ceasefire. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has dismissed a GOP proposal linking Ukraine aid to border security.
A group of Senate Republicans released a proposal for border security that they want in exchange for Ukraine funding. And they know full well what they came up with is a total non-starter.
Schumer cautioned that the Republican plan could impede the passage of funding for Ukraine's conflict with Russia. This is USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Yesterday, a jury acquitted Nathan Woodyard on charges of reckless manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the second trial concerning the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain following an altercation with Aurora, Colorado police. Woodyard was the first police officer on the scene in August 2019 and put McClain in a chokehold. He had pleaded not guilty. Defense argued the ketamine administered by the EMTs that night was responsible for McClain's death. Humanitarian aid is flowing into Gaza, but U.S. officials say it's not enough.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel told reporters yesterday the U.S. is aggressively pushing to get more aid into the Gaza Strip as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. He said more than 400 trucks carrying supplies have crossed into Gaza from Egypt, but much more is needed. I'm Dave Collins.
Friends enthusiasts are propelling the sitcom to the forefront of popularity on streaming platforms in the U.S. According to data gathered by the streaming guide Just Watch, Friends claimed the highest rank from October 30th to November 5th, coinciding with the passing of star Matthew Perry. Perry, who passed away at 54 in his Los Angeles residence on October 28th, was a pivotal figure in the show. That series, which originally aired on NBC, is now exclusively available for streaming on Max. And a family welcomed a bouncing baby boy last month, born nearly twice the size of the average baby. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.